Okay, good morning, everybody. We are starting out to today. We moved on from Birkas HaTorah, and now we've moved into the part that we call the Korbanos of the morning, Simen Memches. Just one more thing, just one thing I want to honor that before we start. Back to Birkas HaTorah, I mentioned in the shir that we discussed about staying up all night, but in case someone did not hear that shir, just as an addendum to the halachas of Birkas HaTorah, I mentioned in the shir that Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav David Saul was Meir B'Shem, his Rebbe Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that in terms of a nap during the day, which we said the minhag is like Rabbeinu Tam, if someone takes a nap during the day not to make a bracha, we said that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskin, the corner of David, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that if you slept though for 3 hours, if you had a 3 hour sleep during the daytime, then you would go ahead and say Berakas HaTorah when you woke up. We said the nafkamina is if you stay up all night and then you go to sleep in the morning. Most times you're going to sleep for 3 hours, or for that matter, any time you're going to sleep for 3 hours during the day, then we said the minhag would be to say Berakas HaTorah, just like we say any sleep at nighttime, any kavua sleep of half an hour at nighttime, you would say Berakas HaTorah. Who did? If you slept for 3 hours during the day, you would also make Berakas HaTorah. Very important. Alacha l'maisa. Okay, so we're moving on to the Korbanos. Okay, after Birkas HaTorah. After Birkas HaTorah, Birkas HaShachar. So then, we then go on and say, the prayer that taught us, Ba'olam Yehei Yerai Shemayim B'Seter. And then we go on to Shema Yisrael that we've talked about, and we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadish Hetshim Chabarabi. Then we move into the Seder. The Seder says, Seder HaKorbanos. So, that's what the Ramah adds. Start over here. The Simen starts with the Ramah. Simen Memches. V'omrim Parshas HaTamid. You say Parshas HaTamid. So, if you notice over here, the Lashon has changed from what we saw in Simen Aleph, which we said over there by the Parshas HaMan, and things like that. It's a Tov Lomar. It was a good thing to say. Over here, the Ramah says, V'omrim Parshas HaTamid. And Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Neven Saul is Meduyak. Over there in Simen Aleph, he sends you over here in Dibur Masel V'omrim. That over here, unlike over there, was just a nice thing to say. Over here, it is a chiv to say the Parshas HaTamid every day. You're supposed to say the Parshas HaTamid. And Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Neven Saul also holds, like we'll see in Simen Nun, that also Ezim Mekamim and Braisid Rabbi Shmuel are also going to be a chiv. However, everything else after that, the Tamid is immediately after this. You have a little paragraph called the Parshas HaKior, Parshas Trumas Adeshin, which are not a chiv to say. It's a nice thing to say. And then you get to the Parshas HaTamid, which starts as the Yirat Tamil Fanach before that. Okay, and then you say, by the Hashem al Shalim Mort, Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael. Okay, V'yamarta Lehemes Korbani Lachmi Lishai. Okay, that's all part of the Parshas HaTamid. What's the inin of saying Parshas HaTamid? So there's a famous Medrash quoted by the Torah. It's also to Gemara brought down in two different places. Says the Torah over here in Simen Memches. Kedis of Medrash. Bezman she'ein Beis Hamikdash kayim matei aleim. It talks about over there. When we have the Beis Hamikdash, we have the Korbanos to Makriv to bring Kapara. What are we going to do when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed? What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says us, Kvar kigdamti lahem Seder Korbanos. I gave them the Seder Korbanos. Kozman she'oski mehen. Anytime they're osik mehen. Ma'ala ni'aliyam ki'ilu ha'kriv lefanai. I am going to make it as if that you are makriv the Korbanos lefanai. And therefore, the Iker Indian is really to understand what you're saying. If you're just going to say them, then it's not going to be such a beginning. But you're supposed to try and understand what you're saying, at least these psukim that you are going to say. Okay? As we saw in the end of Simen Mem Zayin from the Beralocha, it sounds like women are even chayv to say Korbanos, because that was one of the reasons why the Beis Yosef brought down that they say Berakas HaTorah in the morning, is going because they're going to say Korbanos afterwards. Okay? Fine. So that's in terms of the Talmud. The Ramah then continues the Ishomrim. Seder Amarachov Ribon Alim Atatzivitano. That's the paragraph that starts Amar Abaye Abaye Havi Besader Seder Amarachov Mishmei the Gemara. This, according to Rav Neven Saul, is not a chiyuv to say Seder Amarachov Ribon Alim Atatzivitano. Vim Iyashar La Amar Betzibor. This is going back on the Talmud again. If you can't say it in the Tzibor, Yachalor Amar Bebeso the last four bars of the time Levadi Matzibor Yechayim Pai Mishnei Kakori Betorah. If you can't say it in the Tzibor, meaning they're going to say it too quickly or whatever, they're not going to say it the way you like to say it. So you're allowed to say already parts of the Tamid beforehand, and when they get to shul, if the congregation is saying parts of the Tamid out loud, so you could say it again. But the second time, you don't have to worry. That's like Baal Tosif to say it a second time. It's just like reading Psukim Balma. It's like Ikari B'Torah, and you'll be allowed to say it a second time. the Shari Tshuva does bring down, sounds like from the Ramah, you can even say in your house, the Shari Tshuva brings down a sheet of Befurat Hashem, the Bechor Shor, saying that it's best to say it in the base Knesses, because once again, it's like we're offering up Korbanos, we know that the base Knesses is like a Mikdash Ma'at, and therefore our base Knesses is like the closest thing we have to the base of Mikdash, therefore, he says best to say Parshas Atamid, that matter, all the Korbanos in the Shul. But it's from the Ramah, it sounds like it's not Ma'akav, you're allowed to say it even in your house before. Fine. Then we get to an interesting thing. It says over here, V'nago medaktikim. It seems like the medaktikim, lisnoeya b'shashe karim Torah. Lisnoeya, by the time when they're reading Torah, dugmas ator shenitna beretet, v'chem b'shashe mispalim al-shem ko'atz mosai, tomar na'ashem ikomocha. Okay, so therefore he says, when you're learning Torah, you're supposed to shake your body a little bit when you're doing that. And also he says, when you're davening, because of the pasuk ko'atz mosai, tomar na'ashem ikomocha. Now, if you look inside, let's come back to this one. I just want to finish off the idea of Karbanos. We'll come to this idea of Lis Noeya Bishas Shekorim Torah and Bishas Tefillah in 1 second. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here, right? What about, do you have to stand up for Karbanos, or are you allowed to sit down? So he actually brings down a Machlokas over here. In the end of Sifkat and Aleph, he says, Katov Magen Avram. Parshas Karbanos Yomar Yomar Bamida. You should say I'm standing up. Dugmas Karbanos Sheya Bamida. Just like the Karbanos were offered standing up, so too when you're saying Karbanos, you should also stand up saying Karbanos. However, there are those who disagree with the Magen Avraham, so it's a machlokas aposkim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Prima gadim katav to be kol makom at parshas atamid roi la'amod." At least for the parshas atamid, you should stand up. Shekorim betzibor bekol ram. Okay, so at least for the parshas atamid, you should try and stand up. We'll see later on. Maybe that's why also we stand up for Mizmor L'Toda when we, or at least for Ashkenaz, they stand up for Mizmor L'Toda. That might be betoli on this Magen Avraham. We'll get there when we get to the halachas of Pesukei Dezimra. Now, until when can you say? Oh, so we'll say, so based on what I say right now, we'll see that better not to skip to Pesukei Dezimra in order to say the Karbanos. That's because the reason why, I think we heard from Rav Nevin's also, it's brought down the Sefer Chayim Moshe, you're allowed to say Karbanos really until Zman Tefillah. Okay, you can say Zman Tefillah because that is the Iker time where they brought the Karban Atamid until the end of the fourth hour of the day. So you have an extra hour after Bezan Kriyatra, you can still say the Tefillah. And Peshimer Shlomo Zalman's brought down that you can even say Karbanos after you daven. So if you're in a hurry and you're not going to miss Zman Tefillah, so it's better to skip Karbanos now and say and daven, and then afterwards you can come back and say Karbanos afterwards, if you're going to be stuck. So that's a good question. What's going to be more important to say Karbanos if you're not going to miss out on it, or to go ahead and say Pesukei Dezimra? I'm not sure what would be preferable in that case if you're going to miss Zman Tefillah. If you're not going to miss Zman Tefillah, if you're in a rush, you better to wait to say Karbanos until after davening. Okay, about this being shaking during things. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, very interesting. B'shashem yispalim. A lot of people have to listen to this. He says, V'yesh poskim. Shecholka hazev ramin tefilayim l'atneha. For number one, you should know that there are poskim hold. This whole din alias no neha is only during learning Torah, not during davening. V'rak b'psukit ezirma berks kriyat shom v'limun ha-Torah afilu shabal pe'am minag lios na'neha. And only during other parts of the day, not during the silent Shemana Esrei, that's when you should shake a little bit. The Katam of Magen Avraham Lomais, the Magen writes the Avid Kamar Avid, Udvay Kamar Avid, basically whichever is going to give you better Kavana, you're allowed to give what to be Somachan. You do during Shemana Esrei, not during the Shemana Esrei. It's famous, it's said by Shem Rav Moshe, that one time he was brought in by gunpoint by the Russian army, and he's had to stand there, standing still for many hours at gunpoint. And he said, from then on, Rav Moshe finds his maklid. He said, if he's told by gunpoint like that, saying he could stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu like that for a long time. And from then on, Rav Moshe finds he did not move during Shmoneh Esrei. So there is what to say. But he says it like this. If what's ever going to be better for your kavana? But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uksatz minanim tnuah mishubeshet." There are those who shuckle in a very strange way. Shaguf omid al amdu rak barosh hofik pan limin upon lesvol derech gaiva. People just go ahead and shake their head left and right. Okay, you see some people doing that. He calls it derech gaiva. Ain lasos ken. You should not do like that. Lasos ken. And I believe the Mishnah Berurah is saying not only that type of tnuah, any weird type of tnuah that causes people to stare and think. Really, you'll never see.
Don't believe has been personal shekel, he has better Kabbalah. Okay. That person. In Kabbalah's following, all of them writing against shekel.
Okay. If you look at it, I've never seen anybody big.
Anybody shokel is a fake.
Okay, and it's brought down over here in the Halacha Brewer. He says very similar. He also says, "Ve'akopanim yizayir shelo yinanei gufa opitnuas meshunos opitnuas chazakos." Very strong. That's also not right. V'chein lo yinoei be'ofin shegufa ino navel rakro shenav mitzad alzad. Milvashi osa kein eini yachol lechavin karoi. When you're doing this, as Rashi just said, you're not able to concentrate well. Gam ein zamin aroy lasos kein b'shasa tefila shuk omid lifnam el. Remember, you're standing in front of a king. Okay, would you ever do such a weird tnua in front of a king? You have to ask yourself why exactly we are doing this. You're supposed to be normal as we talk about, and especially when you're standing in front of the king, you have to pay attention as well as the Rosh Yeshiva just pointed out, all the Gedolim, when you watch them davening, they don't start shuckling crazily in strange ways. So that's you have to keep that in mind before doing. Don't shuckle at all. Okay. Beseder. That's the end of the Ramah over here in the introduction to Sif Aleph. The Mechaber then writes, "B'Shabbos Omer Meitzel Parshas Atamim Psukim Musaf." The Shabbos and Shabbos, they say by the Parshas Atamim also the Psukim of Musaf on Shabbos, meaning they talk about the Korban Musaf on Shabbos. Avalo b'Rosh Chodesh v'Yantav v'Nishikarim b'Torah Psukim Musaf, but not on Rosh Chodesh and Yantav, which anyways, when they read the Torah, they're going to read the Psukim of Musaf. Therefore, you don't say these Psukim before davening, as opposed to on Shabbos where we don't read the Psukim Musaf, because the Psukim Musaf is only two Psukim. You have to read at least three Psukim. Therefore, we don't read it on Shabbos. Therefore, says the Mechaber, you do those before davening. On Shabbos, v'yesh omrim, says the Ramah, shemazkirin gam musaf Rosh Chodesh, v'chein noagin kidul farsim shu Rosh Chodesh. Also on Rosh Chodesh, you should do it in order to mefarsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. V'chein ulekamim mitzimin tav chof aleph. Also in seven tav chof aleph, they say it also. L'maisa, most people don't say the korbanos of the musaf of that day on Shabbos, whether it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yantav. It could be, since anyways we're going to be mentioning these psukim in the musaf Shemona Esrei. You are going to end up mentioning the psukim of the korban anyways in Shemona Esrei. I believe today that's why the minug developed not to go ahead and say it. Most people don't say these korbanos. It sounds like for the Mechaber, you should be saying the ones at least for Shabbos and for Ashkenazim also on Rosh Chodesh. However, I don't see that too many people going and say it. It could be because we mentioned them in the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf. Fine. Let's move on to Simon Mem Tet, a very short Simon. The Shiloh over here, it's basically a Gemara in Tzmura and a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says over there that Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, Ksiv Ketav Lachad Zadvari Ma'ilo, Ksiv Akyal Pia Dvari Ma'ilo. One place it says you should write, and one place it says you should say. So Ha Ketzad, so Dvarim Shebichtav, Iatai Roshayla Omram Balpeh. It says over there that things that are Bitvar Tara Shebichtav, you're not allowed to say them Balpeh. Okay, that's the one we're going to focus on, is the Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yatar Shailu Glikotvam, and things that are Torah Shebal Peh, you're not really allowed to write them down. Okay, as we know, the Torah Shebal Peh was transmitted orally. You're not really supposed to write it down. The reason why we write down, we have Svar nowadays, is because of Eislas Hashem, Hefer, Sarasachem. Basically, the Torah would have been forgotten if you don't write it down. And therefore, nowadays, we write notes and things like that. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is the first part of the Gemara that says that things that are Torah Shebichtav, you're not allowed to say them Bal Peh. What's this doing over here? Why is this over here? The question over here is many parts of tefillah, okay, starting with the korbanos, are psukim. And people would go ahead and say them bal peh. So the Bali Tosis and all the Rishonim would ask, how could people say them bal peh? You're not allowed to say Torah Shebichtav bal peh. So if you look in the Halacha Brura, there's 10 different answers, Tevrim and Mahalchim, in the Rishonim on how to answer this. We are not going to go through these. We're going to discuss the two major ones that brought down to Halacha over here. And that is, one answer is that, I think it's the Mordechai of B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. He says over there that what is usher to do is only things that are not shugar b'fiyakol. Only psukim that are not, no, people don't really know, those things are usher to say bal peh. But psukim that everyone knows, Shema Yisrael, he's read the Parshas Atamid, and other things that people know, those you're allowed to say bal peh. Okay? However, the Bali Tosos, they bring it down to everything. He says the whole Isser over here of thanks Torah Shebichtav Yashon Lomar Bal Peh is only times where something is motzei other people Yidei Chovasam. Only if they're being motzei Yidei Chovasam, that's when it's Asr Bal Peh. Dumya to Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, Kriyas HaTorah, you're being motzei the Tzibur Yidei Chovasam. That's when you're not allowed to say Bal Peh. But if you're not being motzei someone Yidei Chovasam, you're allowed to say it Bal Peh. Okay, those are the two main sources. Some say that it's only by Kriyas HaTorah, nothing else. Okay, there's many, many different territories. Number one, Another thing you have to know is what is this Isser? According to the Tashbase, it's an Isser d'Araisa to say Psukim Baal Peh when you're not allowed to, when you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. The Chasam Sofer disagrees with Tashbase. He says it's only an Isser d'Rabbanan. There's only an Isser d'Rabbanan. Okay? Now, well, how do we pass in Halacha L'Maaseh? The Mechaber says, Afal gav de kaimulan darvarim shebichtav yatar rashay la'omra Baal Peh. Things that are written down, Torah shebichtav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. Kol davar shirugal v'shugar b'fiakol. Anything that is normal and it's shugar b'fiakol that everyone knows these psukim. Kegon kriyat shema u'birkas kohanim u'parshas hatamid. Kriyat shema u'birkas kohanim u'parshas hatamid. U'kiyotzei ben mutter. All these things are going to be mutter to say them bal peh. Okay, so who is the mechaber passing? It's passing like the Mordechai b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The things that are normally that people know bal peh, those psukim you're allowed to say bal peh. But that is a very big chumrah that would leave out a lot of the psukim, a lot of psukim de zimra for sure, okay, and a lot of other psukim that people do say bal peh, tehillim and things like that. So number one, some people want a taina that it's only psukim in the Torah and not psukim in Tanakh, and they want a medayik from the mechaber for the fact that the three examples he brought down was kriyat shema, birkas kohanim, and parshas hatamid, which are only psukim in the chumash. Okay, other people disagree with this, and they hold it's also by psukim at Tanakh. B'chol mikra, in the Chavad Das, Ravadi Yosef Paskins, that you're allowed to say Tilim Baal Peh. Okay, he has a different tzirufim, but over here, one of the tzirufim is that there are those who hold it's not psukim in Tanakh. L'maisa, though, very importantly, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Meshem the Gra, who Paskins like the other Bali Tosos. The opinion that we said before, that it's only when you are being Motzei Acherim Yedei Chavas. Okay, it's brought down in the end of Sifkat and Vav. It's Merami is also in the end of Sifkat and Gimel. But if you look in the end of Sifkat and Vav, Chuvas Chavas Yar Matir Lomar Kol Sefer Tilim Baal Peh. The Kevin Shel Or Rachmi Hashem Avi Le Kfila. That's what we mentioned before that you can say Tfilim. The nearly the Yeshlis Mochalav the Belav Hachi Das Ater Zakenim Yagra Kaposkim the Dafka Lahotzi Rabin Yudei Chavasim Aser. It's only when you are being Motzi the Rabin Yudei Chavasim the Hainu like Kriyas Torah. That's the only time you're not allowed to say Varim Shabitay Yisharim Lomar Baal. And that's why you're not allowed, the Baal Kori is not even allowed to say one word, not without looking inside the Sefer Torah. Not looking inside the Sefer Torah. And therefore, that's what many people are Samechan. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down also, Bishas Adrush, if somebody's giving a drush of the Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot and Gimel says, Mishadorish Barabim Baharbi Psukim Shabbatorah, Vikashal Chapes Bechoshra, Bechumash Vinekod Atzibar, Esher Shiesh Lahakel. Okay, then he brings down the Shitas, the Gro, once again, as another Tziruf Lahakel over here, because he's not being Motzei Yedei Chavasim, Rabbi Yedei Chavasim over here. He's just saying over Psukim, and therefore, a lot of people are come to be makel in this sin. One shaila that comes up, even though by bimotzi yedei chavasam, is what about vayichulu on Friday night? Vayichulu on Friday night, we are motzi lechora bimotzi the other people yedei chavasam, and there in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasan Chelak Beis Mem Zayin Lamin Alf, he writes you should read it out of a sitter. Okay, you should read out of the Siddur Vayichulu because of this Simen Memtet Sif Aleph, because you're being Motzei Achayim Yedei Chavasan. Okay, it could be according to the other opinion, these are psukim that people know. People know Vayichulu, that would have been mutter to say. But according to this opinion, therefore he says to say it out of a Siddur. However, I did not see the minig is like this. Most people say it Baal Peh. I saw B'Shem the Chazanish, he used to say Kiddush Baal Peh also. And I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol, and he held that you could say Vayichulu Baal Peh, because number one, you're not really being motzei the tzibur by the rest of Kiddush from the bracha, and we say yitzias mitzrayim and maseh bereishis, that you're being motzei the tzibur. Vayichulu, it's nizkar the dvarim of vayichulu. You're mentioning the psukim of bris olam vayichulu hashemayim v'aretz chotzam that Hakadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day, but you're not really being motzei other people yedei chavasim in it, and therefore he held that it's going to be motzer, because you should know Ramarain Ravina Nevinsol has a very interesting sheet on this whole thing. He holds that the only way of getting out of the problem of Dvarim Shebichtav Yashom Ralom Ral Pel Peh, it's not even good enough to read out of a Siddur. He holds that the Chiyav is to read out of a Sefer Torah. In order for you to be out of the problem, you have to read out of a Sefer Torah. He says this is the reason why. Right, that's what Nevin Sol says. Every Thursday night, he takes out a Sefer Torah. He says it's a Shtai Mikra out of his Sefer Torah. So therefore, according to Nevin Sol, if you want to say Vayichulu and be motzi the tzibur yedei chavasan, you would have to take out a Sefer Torah and read Vayichulu out of a Sefer Torah. He says by the Derech Agav, he says this is the reason why a lot of big child in the poskim. Why for Birkas Kohanim can't you have one Kohen go up there and be motzi the other Kohanim yedei chavasan? Okay, there's a famous Beis Halevi about this that you need Kol Ram. Okay, and the Chazanish who disagrees. Rav Nevinsol says very simply, it's because if they were in order for them to do this, they would have been Yotze, the other Kohanim Yidei Chovasim, and this would have been the Shita over here, B'Shem the Gra, okay, the Bali Tosis, and therefore they would have had to whip out a Sefer Torah and read Birkas Kohanim out of a Sefer Torah to be Motze, other Kohanim, and therefore he says it's just not technically passable, and therefore all the Kohanim go up there and Dochen, and that's why the Minhag developed like that. That's a little bit about Dvarim Shebichtav, Iyashar, Li Omrim Balpeh, Mesader, I count for today. Have a good day.